Naturals is a company I stand behind. I use their soap, Jimmy Suds, every time in the wash pen. Then I use Jimmy Shine, their more natural shine product that can be combed in. And then there's my favorite, Jimmy Juice. It is another shine product, and it smells amazing. They use essential oils that can repel insects, heal their skin, and most importantly, makes your pig shine in the show ring. So get yourself some today, and make sure to use code JOSHOW, no spaces, all caps, for a discount on your next order at JimmyNaturals.com.
Nothing can stop the claw!
Lewis Genetics has a new board called Claws. Here's my buddy Colton Lewis to tell you more.
Well, he was different from the rest because he has the biggest legs I've ever seen. And he has the most hair you can ever imagine. The stoutest skull, and like, it just blends so well. He's still really sound, still got a big back and a ditchy top.
How is he bred?
He's a heavy hitter back on a steer force, and heavy hitter's the most popular bull out there right now. At Premium Blend Genetics.
Tell me more about his mom.
His mom, we jackpotted her. Basically, every show we went to, she got in the top five. She was really, really good.
So visit lewisgenetics.com for more information or contact AJ Lewis to book today. Hi, everybody. This is Joe, and welcome to the Joe Show. We're in the midst of spring, which means it's Texas major time. I've loved hearing about who's winning what and how high the auctions go at shows. And when we're talking about the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, this year has been nothing short of exciting. I was lucky enough to have the winner of the Grand Champion Steer from Houston, Blaze Benson, join me on this episode. Blaze won with his Simmental steer named Woozy, which is a great name. So join me as we learn more about Blaze's showing career and his crazy ride with his Simmental. So here we go! Hi, Blaze. Thanks for being on my show, and tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Blaze Benson. I'm a 15-year-old freshman from Wall, Texas.
Tell me about your family, too.
I live with my mom, my dad, and my sister. My dad is he owns construction businesses, and my mom is a high school counselor, and my sister is 13 and she shows with me.
So what species do you show?
I show steers, and usually I have about three or four Herefords on feed, a couple Americans, and a couple of exotics.
Mm-hmm. So how long have you been showing livestock?
I've been in the industry ever since I was born. I showed many Herefords when I was younger. And then when I was in third grade, I started showing all the Texas majors.
Mm-hmm. So take me back a couple weeks ago to Houston Livestock Show. And what an experience, as you had shown the Grand Champion steer. Congrats. Tell me about that steer and the experience winning Houston.
So that calf's name was Woozy. He was out of a bull called Lovin' Size, and he was out of a first calf heifer, which was a sugar bear. And we turned him in at about 1397, and he probably showed about 1430. He was my barn favorite just because of how energetic he was, and he always attacked the feed pen and was always fun to look at every day just because of how awesome he looked.
Mm-hmm. So where'd you get that name, Woozy?
So whenever we went and got him dehorned, the Skip Adams who did it gave him a little too much juice. And whenever he came back, he was wobbling all over the place. And we called him Woozy for those couple of days, and it just kind of stuck.
Yeah. So, and then the sale. Tell everybody about that day.
So it was a late night and early morning, and kind of got there and got him ready and took pictures that morning and walked in there, and he tied a world record for $1 million.
Wow. So who helps you get him ready on show day?
So there's a man named Trevor Rosso who works for my dad on the construction business. And he also helps us in the show barn, and he was a very vital part of that calf. He was out there every day with me working on him, and he helped us a lot on that calf. And then Bunker, we hired for the show, Bunker Fundenberg, and he was more of our off-duty guy, and he helped us at the late nights and washing and making sure pens are cleaned and stuff like that. He stayed there overnight with them every night, so he helped a lot.
What does it take to compete? What does it take to win? In the ring, in the barn, at life. Everyone that has a vested interest in the livestock world knows that good stock starts from the ground up. That is what Big Paw Lifestyle is. Big Paw, hoof, or foot, means a good foundation to any species of livestock, and it will mean a good foundation for you. Big Paw Lifestyle is a brand you'll see me wearing all the time. They've got awesome clothes, and I especially love their hats. Check out their latest styles at BigPawLifestyle.com. So, what do you have in the barn currently?
So right now we have babies that we've just purchased. We have about 10 on feed for next year. And we have 3 Herefords from Bradley Hale, and then 3 exotics from Brandon Horn, and then 1 exotic from Carter Earhart. And we have an American that we raised.
So what are some other big wins that you have had?
So at all the Texas majors, we had 5 class winners this year between me and my sister. And previous to that, I've had a reserve breed champion at the Patriot. I've had a breed champion at Austin, and my sister's had 2 breed champions at Austin. And then I won class 3 of exotics at Fort Worth this year.
Congrats. What are some difficult challenges that you faced on your way to winning Houston?
So we were showing in San Antonio in late February, and we kind of got word that he had the scars, and he wasn't attacking the feed pen as he usually does. And so after San Antonio, we rushed home, and that was kind of scary because we were on a really good track, and he had never really done that before. But we got him back right and going good, and then just kind of throughout the show and at the layover spot, just making sure that we were all where everyone needed to be and that the calf looked as best as he could, and that we didn't worry about what anybody else thought or who else was in our class or anything like that. We just stayed focused on what we needed to do.
Oh, yeah. Walk me through show day.
So we wake up and get there and feed him, exercise him, stuff like that, keep him moving, get him out of the stalls so he looks in shape and stuff like that. And we kind of just make sure that he's good and rested. And we showed at 11 o'clock that morning. We were the first breed to show. And we washed him and kind of watched the first 2 classes of Simmentals to see how he was pulling and what he was picking. And we got a game plan together of what we thought was the best way to attack this. And we went in there Monday morning, and I won the Simmental breed. And then Friday night was the grand drive. And that morning, only the AOC showed. And throughout that whole week, I had to watch every single breed that walked through the ring and kind of see if it compared to mine. And kind of watching it throughout, we kind of realized that I had a bigger shot. And like as it kept going, and we got done with the AOCs, and we kind of got a game plan of how we needed to go about going into the grand drive and stuff like that. And we went into prejudging Friday night, and he could not take his eyes off of Woozy, and he stared at him and walked into the NRG Stadium, and it was really a blur to me because of how quick it was, but he picked me as grand champion and walked right back out.
Congrats. So on my show, I like to play a game with my guests called Would You Rather. So since you're almost 16, which means you'll officially be driving, would you rather drive a 2024 King Ranch Ford or a 2024 High Country Chevy?
I would. My dad's always driven Fords, and right now we actually have a 22 250 King Ranch, and so I would definitely pick a King Ranch.
Oh, yeah. I would, too. On average, how many shows do you go to a year?
So we hit all of the Texas majors, of course, which there's 7 of them. So we go to a state fair in Dallas, and then Odessa, Fort Worth, San Angelo, San Antonio, Houston, and Austin. And then there's multiple jackpots throughout the summer that we go to. We usually go to Plainview and Loveland up by Lubbock. And there's a few around here, San Angelo, that we go to, and a couple down south that we go to as well.
What's your favorite show to go to and why?
Well, it was Houston because of just how fun it was. And it was during spring break, so you didn't have to worry about school or anything like that. And just the atmosphere of being down there, the weather's always nice. And the show is for a whole week, and so you get to watch all your friends. And it's just a really cool environment down there.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a song or something that gets you pumped up before you go in the show ring?
So waking up on show day, I'm usually really nervous. And so to kind of keep myself level-headed, I listen to more upbeat rap like Drake and Lil Wayne to get me kind of locked in and focused on what I need to do. And then before I show, I kind of walk away from my crew and I go by myself and I just kind of talk to myself and pray to God and make sure that I'm where I needed to be and thank God for how I got here and ask him to just watch over us as we go through something that we care so much about.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then other people just kind of giving me speeches and information on what I need to do throughout the show and stuff like that.
Yep. What's your favorite animal that you have ever showed?
So Woozy was kind of a special one to me because he was a late pick for us. He was bred and raised by Brandon Horn. And then early on, he was sold to Kirby Eaves and then Brent Cromwell. And through certain circumstances, he got back to Horns, which in late May, which was in where we needed one more to finish out our baby selection. And we picked him out of three other ones. And we kind of got a game plan together of how we needed to feed him and where he needed to go and how he needed to be taken care of throughout the year. And we stayed on that pretty strictly and got to Houston and just stayed where we needed to be.
Yeah. Where do you normally get your cattle from?
So we usually get our Herefords from Bradley Hale, which was my dad's college roommate. And we got mostly all of our exotics from Brandon Horn. And we raise a couple of Americans and get some from Carter Earhart as well, exotics and Americans.
So what does your future hold and what are your plans next?
So for next year, we have calves on feed for all seven Texas majors. And we have one coming up in October, State Fair of Dallas, and we have one on feed for that. After my show career, I hope to go to Texas Tech and get an agribusiness degree and come home and work for my dad on the construction sites and then stay in the show barn by helping other families and selling and trading a few.
Yeah. If you were to show something else, what would it be?
It would probably be a sheep. Because we're next door neighbors with Slayton Struby, and we're real good friends with him, and we know that he knows what he's doing, and he's kind of mentored us. Because I showed sheep for 2 years, my first 2 years, and so I'd like to go back to that because those 2 years were pretty fun.
Yeah, I love showing sheep; it's fun. So with that, that wraps it up. Thank you for being on my podcast. I appreciate getting to talk to you and learning about what you do.
Yep, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. All right, bye-bye.
See ya.